Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ducky Daily for 9/8/2010. Hope you've packed your children up and sent them off to school, because fall is here, and the kiddies are back in school. My partner, full force, kids come back today. Kind of crazy. It also made me think of when I was a kid and how friggin' amazing that it was. You got to go school shopping and, like, office supplies and all that stuff. And to think, like, we used to buy sweaters and pants and stuff like that for the first day of school. Hello, it's like 90 degrees out. But yeah, we didn't care. It was all about how you looked in your Esprit and your Guess pants and your jams, and off you went. Horrifying. Love it. I don't know if you guys have had a chance or not, but the fall TV preview that Kath and I did for the TV Talk podcast is up. So head on over to the TVTalkPodcast.com, head on over to iTunes and refresh your subscription to our podcast if you haven't done so already, and download the latest TV Talk podcast, where we go in depth into all of the new shows that are hitting our TVs this fall, which, you know, there is a little bit of success, but a lot of failure involved in those new shows this year. And we also talk about some of our returning favorites, and there's a special guest star this week, our friend Amory from My Take on TV and TV Times 3 podcast was in town, and so we had a little bit of chat about all things TV. She also convinced me that I should start reading The Hunger Games, which I've been hearing about for a while, and just never got into it. But she was so obsessed by the end of the trip. By the time she actually landed in Philadelphia, she was already halfway through The Mockingjay, which is the third book. She's crazy town obsessive. And I love it! So, I actually started yesterday. I'm a slow reader. I'm only on chapter 4, but I'm really liking it so far, and Katniss is pretty awesome. So, did anyone watch the finale, the summer finale of White Collar last night? Because while it wasn't mind-blowing or anything, it was really good, and it, like, capped off a really solid season of the show. And, you know, capped off some hotness of Bomer in a suit and a hat, so there's always that to look forward to. But kind of a shocking ending. I'm sure it's not as it appears. I don't want to give too much away with that in case you haven't watched it yet, but a little bit of a shock there at the end. What was also surprising was how much they went into the Fowler mystery and Kate and the music box and, like, kind of deepened that storyline. I really wasn't expecting them to give out as much information as they did. And I was actually kind of bummed when I think back now that they waited and held some of it so long, because a lot of that stuff actually would have been good to parse out over the last couple episodes, because I thought it was super heavy in information in those last, like, 10 minutes that I found myself having to actually rewind and figure out what the hell they were even talking about. I'm like, wait, who? What is happening? But overall, really good finale. Some great performances between Bomer and Decay. They're just unbelievable together. And so I can't believe we have to wait till January to get new episodes. Bullshit. Also bullshit is the fact that Toronto International Film Festival starts today, or maybe it actually starts tomorrow, but all my friends are going today. It drives me insane that, you know, I run a film festival, and every year those motherfuckers get to go. And some, for some reason, every year there's no way I can make it. And it pisses me off because I want to go so bad. But I'm just being a little whiny bitch about it, because it's amazing that so many people from our festival get to go, and other people I know from other festivals and film societies and stuff. So I hope all of you have a safe trip and have an amazing time in Toronto. Watch a shitload of movies and report all of it back to me, because I can't stand it. All right, so music suggestions. Sorry, it's really loud as I'm walking down the street. This morning I was listening to old school AFI, like old albums, and also Alkaline Trio. So you guys should head on over and check those out. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.